Hello, I'm Rob B, and you are listening to Property News Radio. This week on Property News Radio, we've got planes, we've got trains, and automated home building. Hello everyone, and welcome back to Property News Radio, and we've got plenty going on this week. Some really, really good news stories, so let's get straight into it. First news story this week, which is understandably grabbing many of the headlines and getting the attention of many property investors, is the HS2 rail route confirmed. This is the second stage of HS2. So the route from London to Birmingham has already been confirmed, and this is the next stage. This stage is looking at going from Birmingham and then on to Birmingham and Leeds to the Northern Powerhouse cities, which we've got news stories coming up on. Big winners from this, but the big winner is Manchester. Manchester having two HS2 stations, not the one. It's got its own station in the city centre, Piccadilly, and a station at the airport, which we didn't know if it was going to happen or not, or be approved or not. And that's brilliant news, because that means people will be able to get to London, to Manchester Airport, in probably just under an hour, which makes it as far out as some of the other airports like Stansted, Luton, and Southend. So Manchester, in a way, becomes a hub airport for London as well, because of the fast train links. Really, really interesting. Another big winner, and one that most people haven't really picked up on, is Wigan. The way the line was going further north past Manchester was up for debate, and the way it has been decided to go is in Wigan's favour. It puts Wigan actually as one of the biggest winners overall in terms of the size of area, in terms of benefit going in. And Wigan Council are understandably happy, and they're saying that Wigan is now the gateway to HS2. So for those looking for a bit of value and looking for an area that's going to see a lot of investment in the future, maybe one to watch. Another area one to watch is Crewe, where we're yet to find out whether it gets a station or not, but whatever happens is going to massively benefit too. So Crewe and Wigan are the ones to watch from HS2, and Manchester also a big winner as well. Of course, Leeds will do well, because Leeds is getting the main station too, but Manchester getting two stations, I think they will have plenty to be pleased about. And all of this, of course, means faster train links, better infrastructure, and for example, journey times from Manchester to Birmingham are going to halve from over 80 minutes to 40 minutes, which is huge. And there's plenty of other good news around this story. So HS2 will divide some people. I'm a bit of a train geek, so I like this, and I think it's great news for the North. But it's not just making sure connections to London are improved, but actually, as we can see, places like Birmingham, Manchester getting better train connections are going to be really useful too. So very much linked to that is also an announcement in the last week that Manchester starts a £1 billion investment programme to double the size of Manchester Airport's Terminal 2. Now, there is a lot of money going into Manchester Airport, so we've just talked about the HS2 station it's going to have. Now we're looking at a huge regeneration project at the terminal. Massive. The amount of airport jobs will double to 40,000 over the next 30 years. 10 million more passengers will be going through that airport. It is already, but it's set to become a very important transport hub for the UK as a whole. A lot of people will probably talk about Heathrow, Gatwick and Manchester, whereas at the moment people tend to just talk about Heathrow and Gatwick. So a big, big investment for the North, big, big investment for Manchester. Also in that immediate area around Manchester, not in this news story, but generally worth you knowing, is that Manchester, the immediate area around the airport as well, is undergoing a huge investment programme as well. So plenty of good news. Remember, you can read this link and the other links in the show notes. If you listen to this as you're on the move, if you go to the RMP Property website, you'll be able to pick up all the news stories and all the links, so you can go and read these for yourself in your own time. So we've had planes, we've had trains, and now automated home building. So this is actually another big news story, big week in property this week, but off the back homes are on their way. Now, this is a huge investment from Legal & General. Yes, that's the pension provider. They've put a huge investment to build this factory where you put timber in one end and out the other end comes modular homes. And this, many believe, will be the future of home building because it can be done a lot more quickly to help ease the housing crisis or at least work towards it, and eventually from a better price point as well. Again, hopefully helping at the end with house prices. Now, at the moment, from day one, they believe they can build homes for 15% less using this system. And the factory is now producing its own homes. And they actually think that this factory can build 3,500 homes and flats every single year, which I know is only a drop in the ocean, but if this is successful, then we may see more of this and more people putting the investments into this type of production model for the future. I don't think they'll have any trouble selling the allocation of the 3,500 homes every year, because from a developer's point of view, not only is the cost lower, but also the time to build and get in and off site is improved as well. So this week's article is in The Guardian. They go into more detail, and again, check out the show notes where you can see pictures and plans and get a better feel for what's actually happening. But this has been in the pipework for a while. This is one I've been watching, and I think certainly in city centres, modular flat building could be how the future goes. Time will tell. Bit of economic news now, and quite interestingly, Leeds and Manchester are the true northern powerhouses in terms of getting all the headlines, but they are economically as well. Since the Northern Powerhouse was created by George Osborne in June 2014, we've seen London grow its economy by 6.9%. But Leeds has grown 8%, and Manchester has grown by over 9%. So Manchester and Leeds outperforming London in terms of economic growth, which, from a housing point of view, yes, we've seen the trend go that way. But it's really interesting to see from an economy point of view and the economic activity in those areas being so strong as well, which is really encouraging because the North needs to stand on its own 2 feet. This is what the whole Northern Powerhouse thing's about. Rather than being nice soundbites, marketing and PR, the Northern Powerhouse, as we've seen from this episode alone, is very much kicking on now. And it's reflected in the data. So over the last 3 years, very powerful results from Leeds and Manchester. And finally this week, this is a new story to give you one to watch. So like the LNG factory, been watching that for a while, here's another bit of infrastructure investment to keep an eye on. Channel 4 is planning to leave London, and they are looking at other cities outside the capital, including Birmingham, Liverpool, but the city that seems to be putting the most effort into attracting them is Sheffield. A lot of PR coming out of Sheffield to try and draw the investment from Channel 4 away from the capital and to their city. They believe that if Channel 4 relocated to Sheffield, then it would create £1 billion for the economy over 10 years, 4,000 new jobs, and kickstart the media creative sector in that city. We only have to look to Manchester to see the impact that the BBC moving there has had. And Sheffield obviously has seen that and wants a bit of itself. So whether it goes to Sheffield or another city in the Midlands or the North, keep an eye on this because we've seen what's happened with Manchester. We've seen the benefit of that. There's two things to take note. Once it's announced, it will have a positive impact. But two, the trend of companies seeing that there is better value and the talent outside of the capital to justify moving. So clearly not as big as the BBC, but a huge, huge move. So one to watch. So a fascinating week in property. Lots of investment going on, which obviously will have an impact on property prices over the long term. A huge thank you to Paul in the R&P office who put this together and brought these news stories. I think he's done a great job. And remember, if you want more up-to-date news, keep an eye on what's happening from a property news point of view. Of course, check out the R&P Property Twitter feed. And you can find me on the Twitter handle at Rob Bentz. And the R&P one, as I said, is at R&P Property. So go and check those out if you just want something in between and this podcast once a week still doesn't satisfy you. So that's it for this week. I'll be back next week with more property news. Until then, bye-bye.